RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Understanding the concept of our own self is complex and can take years, but to truly know ourselves, it can really change our lives. And my wonderful guest today, Dr. Eleanor Haspel-Portner, has helped her clients get in touch with their inner selves for over 30 years. Her work dynamically combines the spiritual with the scientific, and she uses a unique approach called Noble Sciences. This sacred synthesis takes place and people on an adventure beyond human design into the multidimensional universe in which they could recognize the truths of themselves. Dr. Eleanor is here to talk to us about Noble Sciences and the power of knowing ourselves and how this can shape our relationship and our path in our lives. Dr. Eleanor Haspel-Portner, welcome to the show. I am so honored to have you on.
Thank you, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, I don't even know really where to begin because everything that you do is just so unique and is so multidimensional and layered. But we can start with that term of understanding ourselves. I think most people, in life always want to know what their passion, their purpose, what they're here for, why were they born? How do we even begin this conversation?
Well, the understanding the self is a lifelong journey. And
right.
I see it sort of as a workroom that we're in process constantly every day. And mm-hmm. the more tools we have for clarity and for deepening our own awareness of ourselves and ourselves in relationships help that process. So mm-hmm. one of the tools that I use is the Noble Sciences tool, which is a synthesis, a multidimensional synthesis of the Tree of Life, mm-hmm. the chakra system, astrology, the I Ching, the Human Design System, and developmental psychology. And I've taken all of those pieces, each of which in itself is extensive
right.
and requires a lot of study.
Right.
And I've put it together in a chart that I can read and help people understand. Each one is unique, but it shows me how somebody functions mentally, mm-hmm. spiritually, emotionally, and physically so that the strategy they use in making choices, in knowing how they manifest and the time frame in which they need time to get clear
mm-hmm.
Is easier for them to manage. They have a roadmap, so to speak.
Right, right, right. And it's really unique that anyone gets to, actually do this with you. And I was lucky enough many years ago to do that with you and to have you explain my chart, and it is very multidimensional. But what I loved about it and what maybe you could share with our audience is that we have to kind of accept where we are, because where we are truly holds the answers, like in each part of our lives. I remember you said I had a stage that I went through, or that this was a, like, if you want to call it like a chapter, that we all have to go through these kind of stages in order to gain some insight on who we are and then get us to the next level. So how do we begin for people to see that, you know, where they are right now is the right place? It's just a matter of reframing it and looking at it differently.
It's my sense in working with people over the course of my practice that people know who they are. They
mm-hmm.
really do. If you think about who you were as a child and who you are now and what mattered to you, that core of the self is something that makes us say myself.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting that and learning to honor that and to recognize how you know when you know that that's right for you, and then having mm-hmm. the courage to stand up for it, is what
mm-hmm.
my work is really about. So So right. in talking to people, that's where I like to go with them.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that. But also, let's just say that, you know, somebody understands what their core values are at a young age, or they, you know, they know that they want love. They're all about love, connection, those kind of things that are, you know, beautiful, wonderful. And somehow they go down a path that is dark, or they fall into an addiction, or they have a traumatic event happen, or, you know, something goes awry a little bit, and they lose themselves, let's say, through that process. And, you know, I see this all the time. People come to me and say, I don't know who I am anymore. Mm-hmm. Or I've lost my sense of self. What does that mean? And how can we get people just to be able to tap back into that core value or that core sense of self?
There are questions that can be asked, deepening questions. Mm-hmm. In looking at the charts, I can usually see the timing, and a lot of times people who say that they don't know who they are very sensitive, and they're picking up on what other people feel, or they've made a misstep, and they think that defines them. So encouraging them to tune back into themselves, I think meditation is very key. I usually recommend to all of my clients that they take some time and manage their own self-care, meditate. And I would ask them to make a list of things that they have loved throughout their life, things they love doing, things they love studying, kinds of people they like being with. So deep questioning, open-ended questions, and also asking a person, what would you like to have happen now?
Right. Yeah. That's very powerful. It is. And I believe that, you know, we can all begin to reconnect with ourselves, and we can rewire ourselves if and when we need to, if we have really gone off the path in a way where we're having negative consequences in our lives. I know that you have worked with people with astrology charts a little bit, and I know that your kind of understanding of astrology is very different than the Western sense of astrology. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Astrology, the way most people understand it, is sun sign astrology. It's knowing their birth date and going with that. I look at the nuance, all the planets, where they are in a chart, and what level, because there are mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. So I do different charts for each time frame and look at it and the nuance of where it is and how it manifests in the person's life and psyche.
Right.
So, and it very is specific. Very powerful as a influence.
Yeah, and because, you know, so many people out there, oh, astrology, oh, that's just, you know, that's nonsense. But I really, you know, and I have experienced it with you, and I really do believe that, you know, trusting that there is something to the actual, down to the minute of when you were born and where the moon and the planets and everything is very interesting. And I think a lot of people out there, if they could have an open mind and open heart to that, really would find, a lot of understanding about who they are in that as well. So I encourage anybody who's interested to find Dr. Eleanor Haspel Portner. Let me just give your website, or if you want to give your website, you can. Do you want to
Sure.
go ahead?
My newest website is www.beyondhumandesign.com, and my other website is noblesciences.com.
Okay, and those, wonderful. Yeah.
And
oh, that's
those,
good. Yeah, thank you, Dr. Eleanor. Yeah, we got the websites out. We'll be right back with another segment with Dr. Eleanor Haspel Johnson. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Stay well.